Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Tehran, Iran. A Iranian leader says that the coronavirus is a Chinese biological weapon of mass destruction. That's the headline. Ken Timmerman comes to the broadcast table to give us all the details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Salami of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps is saying that the Chinese coronavirus is actually biological warfare. What do we know about this?
It's a bizarre statement. It's a very bizarre statement, especially because Iran desperately needs China as an ally. They need China to continue to buy Iranian oil on the black market, and they need Chinese technology. So for General Salami, who is the new head of the IRGC, the Islamic Revolutionary Guards Corps, to call coronavirus a biological weapon when everybody knows that it's come from China is something, I think, very strange and very bizarre, and it shows that this virus has really hit the Iranian regime much harder than people realize. The deputy health minister was on national television earlier this week saying they had everything under control, and he was coughing on the program, and the next day he was diagnosed with coronavirus.
Yes.
You have a top aide to the Ayatollah, a guy named Mir Mohammadi, who died this past week from the coronavirus. It is far more lethal in Iran than any place else in the world. So what we don't know is that it would appear that there are many, many more cases of coronavirus in Iran, and it's got even senior people like General Salami very worried.
Ken Timmerman explaining why the coronavirus is not a Chinese biological weapon of mass destruction. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. General Salami's statement that the Chinese coronavirus is a biological weapon of mass destruction does not seem to be true, according to the reasoning of Ken Timmerman in his report. However, it is real. This pandemic disease is a game changer in Iran and may well be the same thing around the world in the near future. Jesus Christ, in the Olivet Discourse, mentioned pestilence. That's Matthew chapter 24 and verse 7. That word pestilence means infectious disease happening on a pandemic scale. As the coronavirus continues to spread from nation to nation and town to town, we must realize that Jesus could have very well meant this time in history that he was referring to. Iran's pandemic of the coronavirus in this Islamic country should alert the world where we are in God's prophetic scenario for the future. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...